Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf joined by Eagles cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah, and we are ready after a little bit of a hiatus that was caused by the schedule that we had, a Monday and a Thursday game. We are back.
We said we were going to do it after a win, and we won.
Then it was a Thursday game.
Yeah, but it was too fast, so we couldn't get it in time.
And so here we are back for Bird on a Wire, and we'll get to football in a little bit, but let's get right into the Bird on a Wire here, wherein we compare a player or somebody related to this Eagles team to a character from The Wire. And we were tossing around a couple options here. We were thinking maybe talking about how the offensive line has had so much turnover, and it's like at the end of The Wire where guys are just promoted to different positions. There's always somebody to take your job.
Due to demise.
Right. Yeah, we've had, you know, 4 or 5 injuries on the offensive line, but we've been gifted a little bit of help on this one by events of the last couple weeks in the secondary, which you are quite familiar with. And we are going from the mean streets of West Baltimore to the mean streets of Missoula, Montana. Tell us about Colt Anderson and where we're going here.
Colt Anderson is comparable, we think, to Snoop. We could start with the hair. They both have long hair.
That's right.
Whatever that means. But yeah, I thought they were pretty comparable just because, you know, Colt is kind of the guy that, you know, doesn't really look the part, doesn't really look like, you know, he's going to be as crazy on the field as he is, but he's that guy. When you see him on the field, he's always making plays. He's always, you know, trying to knock people out.
And right.
Snoop is the same way. You look at...
don't expect, you know, the girl to be the toughest guy.
And on first glance, you weren't even sure if Snoop... You weren't sure with the voice and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, you know, it took you a
What's
quick second.
Here?
Yeah. So...
I'm sure it's hard to understand guys from Montana sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, Colt does not look the part of a starting NFL safety, a scrawny little white guy. But last two games, he's done a pretty good job.
Colt plays ball, you know, really good player out there, and he's fearless. And, you know, similar to Snoop, you know, just being fearless always. And he's been our top special teams player for the last 2 years, even with the injury last year. You know, this is a guy that you don't hear much about him, but he's one of those the stalwarts on the team. You know, stalwarts.
Yeah, I think special teams, sort of special assignments that Chris and Snoop get. I think that works all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's transition here, and we'll have your trivia question here in a little bit. But what is it about Colt on the field that has brought a little something to the secondary?
You know, he's he's a headsy player, meaning like he's smart. He likes to figure things out, you know, on the run. I think in the middle of games, if he sees something once, he knows how to fix it the next time around. So those sort of things you don't have to worry about with him. He knows he's got good technique. Like I said, he's a fearless guy on the field. So, you know, I like playing with Colt a lot. You know, we talk about him in the secondary a lot because he's one of those guys that you can trust back there, and he's played well. You know, he came in at a time when, you know, things were being changed on the defense,
right,
and we were, you know, able to put in a little more coverages, and the D-line was changing up what they did, and, you know, so he came in at a good time, and he's been able to take advantage of it.
Now, we've heard how, for the safeties, that's helped out a little bit because they have somewhat fewer run responsibilities, and, you know, the defense has played much better over the last 2 weeks. Put in some bad positions last week with turnovers, but what has been different for the corners, for you guys?
It's the same thing, because with the corners, with this defense, it's so much of a safety-corner relationship. You know, it's not as much just one-on-one football, and you got your guy, and that's it. Everything,
right,
you know, kind of works together. And so the fact that the safeties have, you know, been able to play with, you know, been able to play faster,
right,
and see things quicker. That helps us a lot because, you know, there's certain things that we won't have to compensate for because we have the other guy there. So it takes a lot of stress off a lot of guys in the defense. So the last 2 weeks have been really good for us. And, you know, we want to finish out the last 2 weeks with a bang too, and just continue to get better and better with what we're doing.
2 weeks left in the season, obviously, out of playoff contention. And unfortunately, this is a scenario you've been a part of in the past, being the spoiler. I know one specific example that Eagles fans are very grateful for back in 2008 in Week 17 when you beat the Bucks. But
right.
What is it? Do you find it hard to find motivation with games left when you're not in the playoffs, or how do you psych yourself up?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, anytime you're out there, I mean, it's your job. So there's not a time when you don't have motivation to do it. So it's you don't have to psych yourself up. I mean, if you love what you're doing, and you play with passion and with pride, then there's nothing really there's not going to be any drop off.
Right.
Whether you're going to the playoffs or not, obviously you want to be in the playoffs and then get to the Super Bowl. But the position that we're in, you still go out there and you still fight. You just don't stop fighting and trying to show that we are a team to respect.
Is there something to be said for, you know, you only have so many games in a career, there's only 16 games in a season. Every time you're out there, why not? You might as well give it your all, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you don't play every day. Right. You know, it's one game a week.
Right.
So every time you're out there, you give your all, regardless of the circumstance or the situation. You do your best out there, and that's, you know, what we've been doing and what you've seen from the team. Guys that don't quit, and we've had a lot of things that haven't gone our way, unfortunately, whether it's plays, injuries, whatever it is, and it's been unfortunate this season, and it's been very difficult to deal with personally and, you know, as a team. I'm sure everybody would say the same. So it's been tough, but, you know, we have two games against divisional opponents. We want to finish out strong and play with pride in these final two.
I know you look forward and you don't really want to look back, but how difficult have these last 2 years been compared to what your expectations were when you first got here?
Yeah, the expectations, you know, were, well, obviously in the first year, you're thinking, oh,
sure.
Well, this is automatic, we're going to go. And it was difficult, you know, there was a learning process and the ball didn't bounce our way. And to see that happen again this year, you know, when we started off so well, you know, think we're 3-1, we're thinking, and not just 3-1, victories against some top teams, you know, in the NFL and especially at that point, and thinking that we're going to keep moving forward. So to have the slide that we did, especially after the bye week, that really hurt.
Yeah.
You know, that's one that really, really hurt.
All right, well, certainly we hope to turn things around moving forward. We do have a trivia question for you from Bird on a Wire related to Snoop. Do you want to go? You want to give it out?
Yeah. When Snoop, so basically, what were Snoop's final words before she was killed?
Yes. This is what I say to the guys operating the camera before every time we roll. I say this.
Is it really?
I do. I say it all the time.
And do they know words? Well, they do know.
Not usually, but they do now.
Okay.
So it's five words. This is something close to my heart just because I like to use it. But that's going to do it for this week's Bird on a Wire. Thanks to Nnamdi Asomugha. And next week.
Next week's big.
Is the finale.
Next week's big.
And we go with your wire comparison. So don't miss that. Next week on Eagles Nightly, thanks again to Nnamdi for joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.